Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Lisa Radlin, Pastor Kevin's wife, and Jenna is with me today.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing a lady takeover today.
Whoop, whoop. Awesome. Yeah, we're super excited. Pastor Kevin, or Dad, couldn't be here today, but we're going to have a little ladies takeover. So we both brought some topics to the table. And
what topic did you have, Jenna?
Who am I?
Now, oh, I like that.
A strong question. And if I was just to answer that, I could say I'm a daughter. I could say I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I could say I'm a singer. I could say I'm an edutainer. That's my job position. But so often we put our who am I's on based on what we're doing in life or what our current occupation is or maybe people in our life. But today we're going to learn about who we truly are.
Now, didn't you teach this message a couple weeks ago?
I did. You see, I launched a young adult group here at Lighthouse Christian Church called Launch, literally.
And it's 18 to 29?
It is 18 to 29-year-olds, and it's basically the Lord gave me a vision a couple of weeks ago. I was just in a time of worship, and he was like, you know, I have all these ideas of just doing all these cool outreaches, like dodgeball tournaments, and just using gifts and interests that young adults have to bring him glory. And so it's just super cool. And so I did preach a message about who am I. I feel like in your 20s, you're trying to discover who you are, but I feel like it's all ages, really.
And when does Launch meet?
It Launch meets at 6:30 every Sunday night at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive.
That's so great. So let's talk about who am I?
Yeah. So if I were to ask you right now, who are you? Who am I? What would you say?
I would say that I'm a Christian. I would say I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, I'm a wife.
And so, yeah, a lot of people would say that. And then so often, like I said, we put our identity in things we're doing as well. You could say you're a process server, you could say you're a teacher, whatever you do is what you would put your identity in. And how many of have you ever like labeled yourself maybe based on what you were someone else has identified you with?
Yes, I have. And I could tell you a story.
Go ahead.
My dad, well, actually, I was very skinny when I was younger. I don't know what's happened over the years. But anyway.
It's all right, more to love, right?
Yes. But my dad told me that because I was so skinny that I couldn't walk across the wooden boardwalk at the beach. He said, "You're so skinny, you're going to fall through the cracks."
My goodness.
And this was from the time I was really young. So he would carry me whenever we went to the beach. He would carry me across the boardwalk because I was so worried that I was actually going to fall through the cracks. Well, then when I started dating your dad, Pastor Kevin, he took me to the beach. And as soon as we got to the boardwalk, I just stood there. And he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I can't walk across that." And he's like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "I can't walk across that because I'm so skinny, I'm going to fall through the cracks." He was like, "What?" I was like, "You have to carry me because that's the way I get to the beach." And he's like, "Think about this. Look at yourself. There's no way you're going to be
little tiny cracks.
There's no way that you're going to fall through those cracks." I'm like, "What? What do you mean? Like, my dad told me this." I mean, I couldn't believe my earthly father would tell me something that wasn't true, you know, but we have a heavenly father that will never lead us astray.
That reminds me of like when you're a kid and you just, your parents like will tell you like, "No, don't eat watermelon seeds or watermelon's going to like grow in your stomach." Just like funny little sayings.
Don't swallow gum or it's going to be stuck in your body for 7 years.
Right. Just things that parents say. It's so funny. But yeah, we've all had labels. So skinny. I've had like weird. I got called Jesus's daughter in school. Which
That's
I
a
think
good
is a great
compliment.
So yeah. So whether they're good or bad, some common labels is like weird, stupid, lazy. If you're like into drugs, to call you the druggie.
For me, it was clumsy. Like, oh, you're so clumsy. Because a lot of times I'd be talking and talk with my hands and then I'd knock my drink over or something during dinner. And then my dad would say, what are you doing? You're so clumsy.
And I bet when you got that label on you, you just always said, like, anytime I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm clumsy.
Right. You know, I used to say that. Now I've learned not to use those words. But before, I would say things like, oh, watch out, I'm clumsy, I might knock this over or whatever. Right. And I was expecting that to happen in my life.
Right. We put those labels on us expecting it. And so often, whether they're good or bad, they probably lead us to asking ourselves, where am I going in my life? What is my purpose? And overall, who am I? So we're all trying to figure out and discover who we are each and every day of our lives. You know, we have so many different seasons in our life. Like, obviously, I'm a little younger, no offense, but it's like I still have a little newer things. I'm not married. I don't have kids. So I'll have those seasons in my life. But you've already gone through those seasons in your life, you know. But sometimes it's hard, you know, when you're first younger. I know when I've graduated high school, was a hard time for me because I really didn't know. I was like, that was my crutch. High school was like the school. That was the thing I did. And as soon as it was taken away, I was
then
like,
everyone's like, when are you going to college? What college are you going to?
I dreaded that question because it wasn't like, if you go to college, I mean, that's cool. But I just like, I don't know. I just didn't see the purpose in it with what I did want to do. I was like, I want to pursue acting and singing and stuff. But I was like, I don't think I need to go to school for that. But I felt so pressured into it that I felt like I had to, and it led me going down and doing something that eventually wasn't too great. And it led me to that question. I said, God, what is my purpose? What am I doing? And it almost led me just turning completely away from God because it was just such a difficult season in my life. And I feel like there's so many of us out there are having maybe that season, moment of difficulty, and asking God, why? Why am I going through this? But this was a really good Bible verse that I was able to turn through that helped me. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. You know, in those difficult seasons, I could have completely just turned away. But instead, I chose to turn to the Lord and I trust in him in that difficult season I was in. And he was able to make that path straight and I was able to get through it stronger than before. And he'll give you the perseverance and strength to get through those hardships. So it was really cool.
That is good, because no matter what we're facing, God is always there and he has a purpose and plan for our lives. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So God has a plan and purpose for us. And you know what it is?
What is it?
It's Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
In everything you do, if you don't know Jesus, you need to meet him, because he has a plan for you. He's going to direct your lives. He's going to pour his love on you. He shed his blood on the cross for you so that you could be redeemed from the curse and you wouldn't have to suffer for eternity because of his love. And so if you haven't received Jesus, you need to reach out and ask him to reveal himself to you, because he will change your life.
Amen. Yeah. And a lot of things from the beginning, it's like so many times people think like Jesus wasn't always part of the plan. It's like, no, if you read the book of John, it says in the beginning, Jesus existed with God. So it's like Jesus was always part of the plan. God knew as humanity, I'm like, people are always like, well, if I was Eve or I was Adam, I wouldn't sin. I wouldn't take an apple. It's like we all would have eventually done it, you know? So, but Jesus was always a part of that plan. So it's really cool because he came as a mediator between us and God, so that through believing in him and Jesus and what he died for on the cross, we can experience the fulfilled life God has for us in Christ Jesus.
That's a great scripture, that 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. And so by seeking the Lord and what he has for us and just believing on Jesus and just reading the word of God, you can discover the specific plans. I mean, God has specific plans and purposes for each one of us, and he's going to use that with interests that we have, you know, everything. But specifically, our plan and purpose is to live our life for Jesus and let, I like to say this saying, just try your best and let God do the rest. You just turn to God and you just try your best in life and you just let him do the rest. And it's so good. And it actually made me think of this movie. If you haven't seen this movie, I don't know what you're doing.
This is a classic.
This is a classic.
It's Give a little hint. Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries.
All right, we're not going to turn to a singing okay. song here. But yes, Lion King. Lion King is a really good movie. And it actually, if you really look at it, has a really good biblical story in it. So I'm just going to share. So it's about, it starts off with this lion named Mufasa. And he was the king ahead of everything. And he has a son. It was this whole thing. And his son, Simba, actually, he basically, I don't want to spoil it, but I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point, but his son, Simba, basically.
It's like a 30-year-old movie, guys.
Yeah, it is 30 years
rent
old.
Rent it. You need to so, rent it.
Yeah. So Mufasa, basically, anyway, so Simba ends up, his father dies, and then his uncle blames it on him. And so Simba runs away. He runs into the Hakuna Matata life with Timon and Pumbaa. It means no worries. And he just led to the, oh, no worries life, left everything behind. And he was just going with the worldly pleasures of all of that. And it'll make you feel that way. You'll have that Hakuna Matata life, that life of sin. It feels great for a season, but it never lasts, you know. But anyway, so then Simba was reminded who he was. This monkey named Rafiki showed him who he was. He showed him a reflection in the water. And Simba was like, that's just my reflection. He says, no, look harder. And he was able to see his father. And his father's like,
remember who you are.
Yeah, remember who you are. And by reminding Simba who he was before that life of sin, he was able to get free from that. And he went back and it was all a good ending. But that's kind of what it is. It's like we look in our reflection and we should look at what we're doing in our life and we'll be able to see who we are and have that wisdom. Because when Simba was reminded who he was, he knew what his purpose was. Just like when we get an image of who God is in us, we know who we are.
And it's so easy to fill our lives with the things of the world, with our own selfish desires, with busyness, with addictions, with distractions. Mm-hmm. There's so many things out there that the enemy wants us to focus on to keep us from doing the will of God. But when you have Jesus in your life, you feel so fulfilled. All these things may make you feel good for a season, addictions and things like that. Those make you feel great for a season. But then in the end, it's not a good life. I mean, you just realize like you're just trying to fill a void. And the only thing that can fill that void is Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, it's just, it's never as fulfilling as a life for Jesus. And Simba had to get his, kind of got hit in the head. It's like, I don't want to hit anyone in the head, but it's time to leave the past behind. And so often we let sin just keep us from the life God has for us. But God's already been waiting for us with open arms. He says, just come to me. Come back to me, Simba. Come back. And so that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for you to come back and just to turn to your hope and future, Jesus, and know the plans and purposes he has for you.
Yes, because Jesus came so that through believing and putting our faith in him, we can have everlasting life. And in John 8:32, it says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So once Simba actually knew who he was and who his father was, actually he had clarity in his mind. And then he was like, oh, wow, this is who I really am.
He had an aha moment.
Yes. What does aha stand for?
So I've been reading this Bible plan and it talked about aha. Awakening, honesty, action. So Simba had that awakening moment of, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I've been living this life of sin. I need to go back to where I was. So then he was honest to himself. I need to go back to what I was doing, go back to be the true king that God's called me to be who God's called him to be. And then he put to action and did it, you know? And so it's an aha moment. And I feel like there's some of us out there that need to have an aha moment in our life. We need to be awakened and realize that the life that you're living right now is not the life God has for you. God, I mean, even though Simba thought he was living the Hakuna Matata, no worries, he was eating bugs. I mean, he was not living it up. Like, God had so much more for him. And so that's the thing. You can enjoy it. If you think eating those bugs, living in that Hakuna Matata life is really fulfilling, you are just...
You're really missing out
because God has so much more for you. And so I just encourage you, just be awakened and just seek after God. God has the perfect plans and purposes for you.
And how do you find those purposes and plans? By reading the Word of God, by digging into the Scriptures, because there's so much truth in the Word of God.
Yeah, and this one we already read, but it is super powerful. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has a hope and a future for you, and it is Jesus, but he has specific things for each one of us. And we just have to turn to him and say, God, I just give you my all, and I'm going to let you fulfill my life.
And our steps are ordered by the Lord. If we put our trust in him, he will direct our path. So it's really cool. I love in Psalms 139:14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. And also in Philippians 4:7, it says, I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And I feel like when you put your trust in God, that gives you peace. It gives you hope. It gives you a future. And it makes you realize that when God is directing you, you can't fail. I mean, God just, even if you've come across hard times in your life, you can turn to the Lord and he will give you peace and through the situations that you face and restore joy to you.
Yeah. And I have here in Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So God has called us all according to his purpose. God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We won't perish when we live for God. When we accept Jesus in our life, we are opening our life to everlasting life, for him to provide all our needs according to his riches and glory, Philippians 4:19. And the word of God is the truth where you know who you are. It's literally the booklet of your life. You have specific plans, yes, but the truth is in the word of God. And that's what sets you free. When you know the truth, when you know the plans that God has for you, your life is so fulfilled.
And in Philippians 4:7, it says, I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and God will give you peace and direction. And sometimes when we're going in our lives and just doing what we feel like we need to do, work our job, whatever, there may be a little redirection. You might have a job change. You might be called to do something else. And you're just like, what? I never thought I would do this. But you'll feel so fulfilled when you're following the plans and purposes that the Lord has for you.
Amen. That's so good. We know from the scriptures that we read today, we can trust God. I mean, he's the one who created you. He knows, he's known you since you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows your innermost parts. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows everything about you. And through believing in his son, Jesus, and the works that he did on the cross, you can have full access to a life full of plans and purposes. I mean, I love this song. It's like, I don't need my name in lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes. I mean, I have desires. I wanted to be a performer. I wanted to be on Broadway. I want to be singing. But when I just laid that down and just gave it to the Lord, you know, I'm like, I don't need my name in lights. I don't need to be famous. It's like, you're the one who gives me life. You're the one who makes me feel fulfilled. When I just seek God for his plans and purposes that he has for me, I feel so fulfilled knowing that I'm doing what he wants me to do. And it's just, that's what life's all about. That's what we were created to do.
Yes. And God wants to use us to reach out to others and show them the truth. Amen. Because there's so many people right now, they really don't know. They're just going around with their life. They're thinking like, I just got to make money. I feel fulfilled. Yeah. My whole goal is to buy a house. And then once I buy my house, I'll have my white picket fence. And then I'll throw some kids in the mix and I'll have my minivan. And then that's pretty much my life. And it's really like, there's so much more for you. There's people that God wants to use you for. There's people that are dealing with sickness and disease, and God wants you to show his love by reaching out and being bold and praying for the sick and seeing them recover. It's amazing, because that's part of being a believer, is to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And it's something that we should all try and do as believers in Christ.
Amen. And I feel like going back to what you're saying about the picket fence and everything, it's like, take all those things away, and then what would you be? You know, we get so caught up in just putting our time and effort and everything in things that will never even last. But a relationship with Jesus lasts forever. Eternal life is in Christ Jesus.
And our life on here is but just like a vapor, really. If you think about our life compared to eternity, we're really we're here and we're gone.
Exactly.
But the only thing we can take with us is people. So we need to reach out to our coworkers, to our neighbors, to just people that we see in grocery stores or anything. Like if you're walking in a grocery store and you see someone limping, you could just say, hey, what happened? I noticed you're limping. Oh, yeah, I twisted my ankle. Oh, wow, it looks like it would hurt. Oh, yeah, it hurts a lot. Well, would it be okay if I pray for you? And not many people are going to say, no, I don't want prayer. They'll say, oh, would you? Please, if anything, it can hurt, you know. And then when you reach out and are bold with that, then you pray for them and they experience the touch of the Lord, then they give their heart to God. And it's just like, it didn't take much of your time. Literally, it took 30 seconds just to get your mind off your own agenda and get off the cat food aisle and go reach out to somebody that actually needs a touch from the Lord.
Yeah, in Matthew 6:10, it says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will. So many people say, well, God, if it's your will, God's will, it says it right here, is for it to be as on earth as it is in heaven. So it's like, do you think that in heaven people are dealing with sickness? It's like, no. And so that's our plan and purposes too, is for to make it heaven on earth, you know. And that's part of God's plan. And the more, there's so many scriptures and there's so many things, but overall the question is, you need to ask yourself, what am I doing in my life? What is my purpose? And overall, who am I? And what am I putting my identity in right now?
So we're going to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors, and we'll come right back and find out who I am and what our purpose is in life.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
Okay, welcome back. We just want to thank our sponsors for supporting us. I'm Lisa Radlin. I'm sorry that Pastor Kevin's not here today, but I'm happy that Jenna is here with me today. And we've been talking about who I am, or who am I? Yeah. Who am I in Christ?
Yes. Yeah. Overall, we've shared a few stories, a few Bible scriptures, and learned from Simba, from the Lion King. But overall, God has a plan and purpose for every single one of us here that's listening. And all he's asking is for you to surrender your heart to him so that he can reveal that to you. You know, that's his desire, is the plans and purposes. And God, he sees the desires of your heart. He already knows everything about you, but he's a gentleman. He's not just going to storm into your life. I mean, what kind of person would just randomly just come into someone's house uninvited? But he just wants to come in. He's knocking on the door of your heart, and he wants you to answer. So I just encourage you today to seek after God and the plans and purposes he has for you. It's just so wonderful. And he just wants you to know how much you love him, or he loves you.
And I love that verse once again with Jeremiah 29:11, because it says, he declares the Lord, he has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So God has a hope for you. He's got a future for you, and he wants to prosper you. Just get on to his plan. Do you want to pray us out, Jenna?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I think, let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for every single person that is under the sound of my voice here today. I just thank you, God, that they surrender all to you, Lord, that they realize that they don't want to question what they're going to do in their life or what their purpose is, Lord, or who they are, because God, they're a child of God. And I thank you, Lord, that they seek after you, and you just reveal how much you love them and just your plans and purposes for each and every one as they just seek after you and what you have planned for them.
And I thank you, Lord, that people become bold and they put their trust in you, that they are the hands and feet of Jesus, that they go out and reach out to the lost and dying world. They reach out and pray for people, that you give them boldness to step out of their comfort zone and just to show the love of Jesus and declare the truth over the people that they're facing. So we just thank you guys in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank you guys for tuning in.
And if you're Lady Takeover.
And if you're a young adult, come on, check out Launch.
Yeah, come on and check out
Launch. It's going to be Sundays.
Yep, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. at Lighthouse Christian Church. We are going to have food, fellowship, and we're constantly going to be doing some cool, fun events. So come on, check us out. Once again, this is Turn the Light On. We thank our sponsors, and we hope you guys have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.